How's it going for you so far, getting assimilated to the team and your role here?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Like I said, I come from a 3-4, so it's nothing new to me. You know, just a little kinks to wrinkle out. You know, I'm just coming out here trying to bond with these guys and, you know, just develop a friendship and relationship, you know, to just trust each other on Sunday.
When you look at your own pass rushing game, you know, that's been an emphasis for you in the past. What are some of the things you're going to work on this summer when the pads come out, making sure that your pass rush is...
Oh, be quicker. Be quicker. Be active, you know. Pass rush, you know, it takes time. It takes concentration. It takes focus, you know, and just take quickness, you know. The main thing about it is you got to get off the line and just get in the backfield. And, you know, everything about pass rush is disruptive. So if I can get in front of the quarterback, you know, I'll be successful.
Jarvis, what are one or two, you know, I know you said they're subtle, but some of the differences between the 3-4 you're used to running in Washington and what you've been doing here under Vic?
Like I said, under Vic, you know, it's a lot more upfield, you know, it's a lot more, a little more freedom, not much, but, you know, with his defense is a little bit more technical because you got a lot of guys that's tied into one play, and so it's a little bit more technical, and your job is, your responsibility is very major because if one person messes up, it screws up the whole continuity of defense.
You talked about bonding with your new teammates. What's the key to developing that camaraderie, and how important would you say it is?
Just working hard with them, just developing that trust. Just to know when I go on the field Sunday, you know, they can trust me, I can trust them, and, you know, I'm going to give 100%.
And how does that work with the defensive line? How does that benefit you guys to be able to do that as a unit?
Oh, just like I said, coming out here working with these guys every day, you know, if I see somebody slacking off, you know, tell them to pick it up. If I'm slacking, they tell me to pick it up, you know. Just know that everybody's on the D-line is going 100%, so we don't have no slack offs.
George, what's your impressions of Eddie Goldman so far?
Oh, my God. Very powerful guy. Like I said, he come from the ACC, you know. When I went back to watch Clemson games, you know, I already knew he was that disruptive guy, you know. I remember playing Clemson when we played them in Florida State, you know. They was on the 1-yard line going in, and he blew the play up and got a forced fumble, and they ended up winning the game. So once we drafted him, I remember that play, and I tell him about it every day. So,
Jarvis, in Washington, there was a little bit of a veteran defensive line room, Bowen and Cofield and Hatcher. Suddenly, you're one of the veterans. What's it like to be one of the senior members of that room, and what's that adjustment?
It's a little bit weird, you know, but I'm stepping up to the responsibility, you know, learning from those guys, you know, coming in as a rookie, Bowen, Cofield, Hatcher, you know, those guys taught me a lot, you know, and one thing I noticed about them, they came to work every day. They came to work, there was a pro every day, and that's one thing I'm trying to do, you know. I'm trying to be a pro every day, you know, come to work with a mentality that I got to get better and that I develop on the young guys.
What are some of the tips you might give to Ego or Will, guys who are a little new to the 3-4, as someone who's played it?
Oh, just playing big, you know, playing big, playing square, using your hands. And 3-4 is more power, you know, with the defensive line. So if you're using your hands and you're playing with leverage, you know, you're going to be a great defensive lineman. And those guys are good. They caught on already, and those guys are going to be good.
What excites you most about the opportunity here that you're getting? Everyone's obviously starting from the same spot with a completely new coaching staff, a lot of new guys on defense.
Like I said, just opportunity. You always want to get opportunity with a fresh start, you know, to go out there and put a new resume on tape. And, you know, like I said, I got a fresh start, and I'm going to come out here and take advantage of it.
Jarvis, I think you and Ray McDonald signed on the same day, I'm pretty sure. It's a little bit of a roller coaster. He's here, he was here, and now he's not here. Mm-hmm. What's your mindset? Does that change your perception of the opportunity for you? It would seem the starting position is there for the take.
Oh, not at all. Like, even though he signed here, I was still, you know, had the mentality that I wanted to start, you know. Even though we was in the same position, I was coming in thinking, like, I want to beat this guy, I want to be the starter. You know, that's the mentality you got to have no matter who's in front of you or who's behind you, you know. It's the same thing to say, let's say if Ego's in front of me, you know, I'm going to have the mentality to get in front of him. Just I hope, like I said, I hope he has a mentality to get in front of me. That's just that competition that makes the whole defensive line better.